All right, we're holding by the Mishnah and Daf Pei Aleph.
We're missing our Zok V'Hilik Mishnah Seir. I don't know what. I guess they had a very long hollow this morning.
Mish mitchayev b'shtei nitzot be'din nidon b'chamura.
So we spoke, until now we've spoken about the question of Musra l'dover chomer, whether he's Musra l'dover kal. And we had the cases in which he was, which he had been mixed up with other mechuyav and nisus. But here we want to know, what about the person himself, who was over on an avera, is what it seems to be talking about, a single avera that has two separate mechuyav and nisus. So he's nidain the chamura, which seems to be a trivial. I mean, obviously he's nidain the chamura. The Gemara is going to ask him, what else would we do? We give him, because he did two, we give him the lesser, but that's absurd.
Havar avera. Shnitchayev shtei mitot nidon b'chamura.
So if he had two separate chiyuvim, or if he did a single avera, he was nidon b'chamura.
Rabbi Yossi Omer, nidon b'zikar rishona shaba'alav.
Rabbi Yossi says, we cannot be mechayev him for the chomur unless the chomur was the first thing that happened. But we will not say that Yisr. I accidentally gave your seat, and I meant to give Richie's seat. Richie was away on his ski trip. So. Sorry. Because of the problem of Isser Chalal Isser, we see that we'll see in the Gemara, it's not shyer to say that we simply see which one is more chomer. Because if you hold that wherever there's a bigger chiyev, it's always going to be chal on a lesser chiyev, then ain't nothing on me. There'd be no problem with Isser Chalal Isser. But according to Rabbi Yossi, who holds that even in an Isser Chomur, we don't say Isser Chalal Isser. So then you can't say just because one of these Chayuvim are more than the other, you have to analyze which became Usser first. And that the Gemara will do to get into the sheet of Rabbi Yossi when we get there later. So the Gemara Pshita, I don't understand what you're saying. That if a person is Chayiv, because he did an aver that had two separate chiyuvim, or he had two separate chiyuvim from two avers in the first case, what we're going to give him the lesser chiyuvim, what's the hamavim? Ela izgura yizkar. But we should now give him schar that he did a second avera. On my Rava, says Rava, no, the case in the Mishnah, which is talking about Mishnah is chayiv b'shtei mitot beidin, not that it was a single aver, where there, there's an issue of Isser Chalal Isser, and indeed there's a machlokas, and he obviously gets a pshita if there's a machlokas. But the case, the original case, we're not talking about somebody who did a single avera. He's doing two averas, so we should give him the avera kala. Says Rabbi, yes, it's talking about over here that first he does the avera kala, and he's already comes to Bezdin on the avera kala. We're mechayevim now misa. Now he goes ahead and he does another avera, which is more chamur. Shall we go now and be done him? Or shall we say that for all intents and purposes, he's a dead man walking, and there's no point in being done him? Therefore, comes along the Mishnah to tell us a halacha that is very not trivial. And the halacha is that even though Sakatai Chamina, Kiven Dig Bardinu La Avera Kalahai Gavik Telo, even though I might have thought that this is basically a man who's already been killed, why should we don him again? Kamash malam if we do don him again. And in fact, if you recall, we had before that Legabe one very important halacha, he is already dead. In that if somebody would kill him, it would be potter, which leads to Tosis's kasha. If that's the case, it's Educhi Atayachola Azimah. Because in the same way that if he would have been a trefer, we couldn't have been Mechayev the Edim, and therefore the trefer is not possible to be Mechayev with Edim, so then over here it's not possible to be Mechayev with Edim. Because even if these Edim are find out to be Zalimim, they won't be Chayev. Very interesting question. So it turns out that the Mishnah doesn't make any sense now if this is true. Because he is a Gavrik Teo. So that's Tezu Zeno Chinami. Maybe the case will be that it's talking about that he does it b'fnei Bezdin. So there we had from Ubiyat HaRam Mikir Becha that by Treifa also it would be chayav if it was called to b'fnei Bezdin. So over here it would be nogea in Arkinami, not with Avis. It would be nogea only in the case where it wouldn't be Avis. But so it says another Teretz, which opens up our understanding to the idea of Educhi Atayafola Zima. When it comes to Treifa, you cannot undo the Treifas. But here it's possible that the only chiyuv that would be chal would be the second one, in the case where the original chiyuv turned out to be zemimim.
Presidential pardon on the first one.
That was zemimim on the first one, in which case he's not a bar ktayla. So you can't say that under no circumstances this would be the zemimim would be chayav. There are circumstances in which they would be chayav. So that's considered to be basically a coincidental element. It's not like treifa that the eidus has no implications. L'gavei hazam, it has implications. Under the current circumstances, we don't see the immediate implications, but certainly it has ultimate implications for l'gavei hazam.
He's still shy. Because even without the eidus zomim, they had some schus they found for him before they
correct. That's correct. That's also true. Fine. It continues the Gemara. Boy mine avud Rav Yosef bar Chama miramba bar Nasa. How do we know it? I mean, you gave me a very nice svara for that. There's a tzad not to be done. Someone who was already meeting on another chiyuv mitzvah. So minon el sedam rabbanan. Where did you we see that mishnah is chayev shtei mitot bedin nidon b'chamura? The truth is, we have a remez for it in Yecheskel. Yechsev, v'holid ben paritz shofech dam, el harim achal v'teshet reyu timei v'lagilulim nasayinam. So what is this referring to? I mean, the pashit of the whole parak over there in Yecheskel was to show that what one generation does not have any impact on the next generation. So if a father acts in a particular way, a son acts in the opposite way, and his son yet acts in the original way, each one will be nida na biyasma, and a child isn't nida na biyaviva, and so on. So this was because everybody was tiny, that the famous saying, Yecheskel was very angry at it, that the obeis were aklu beiser, and the bonim, basically, they're shineya marteos, that they're paying for their father's sin. And the Navi comes and says, nobody's paying any father's sin, you guys are a bunch of bums, and if you're suffering, you're suffering because this is the derech that you were eye-looking. So the examples that Yecheskel uses are very interesting because they seem to be heading in a direction of increasing chumrah. So as we start off, he says, well, and then this great tzaddik son, Goli ben Paritz, who's a shervei dam, now what's the din if he's a shervei dam? He's chayev sayev. Es eishes reyehu timei. Oh, so that's an eishes eishes. Now that's already sent. Then velagilulina sainav, now we're holding my skila. The skila. And what's the lashon of Yecheskel? What happens to such a person? Most yumas damavoi. The lashon of damavo we saw already wherever it says the mayhem bomb with damavo. We learn out from Ovi Yadoni that it's a chiyuv of skila. So that means that Yecheskel was going out of his way to say that even though initially there was a chiyuv of sayev, subsequently will be machayev and pechenet. Subscriptively, Mokhaimer Beskila, because to say that he did all of these things and I will be Mokhaimer then before Nigmar Din on the other is trivial again. We understand that he's not coming to tell me something trivial. So it must be that we already had the Gemar Din.
And yes. We still can't resolve the focus between Reb Shimon and the Rabban and the previous Mishnah on the basis of this remiss between, you know, which more cow, the stripe or Skila.
Now, that's an interesting point. That's a very nice point. That's right. But in terms of the remez element, it looks like it's clearly saying that sayef is less common, assuming that this is really what it means. Maskev lo Renachum bar Yitzchak, Tainas Renachum bar Yitzchak. Why say that that's what it means? Maybe they're all talking about him. You're talking about remuzim anyways. Maybe these remuzim are remuzim to chiyuve skila across the board. Maybe the holy Ben Parit Shofetam refers to Ben Zeremer. Right, certainly, Ben Paritz doesn't sound like a just stammer, someone who murdered, but he's a Ben Paritz. There's a Ben Sarah Meir, who looks up, he was Beskila. Maybe Eshet Reyeh Timei is referring to Nara Marasa. Nara Marasa is also Beskila. El Adilulina Sainav, the first Avedis Kacham, is also Beskila. So, of course, some of both. But maybe Enoch Inami, would have fought him a Chatila lesser Chiyuv. So then maybe it wouldn't have been Beskila. And so then meme came Micah Mark Yecheskel. And he said, then what's our stand? So what, again, we're going back to the problem. So then it's trivial. What's he telling us? The Vilma Terek Mahadev. What do you mean, what's he telling us? He's telling me what's wrong with what he's trying to say. He's saying that if there's a tzaddik who has a ben as a rasha,
I want to go over with you now to remind you that Chiyuvim the Diraisa. I mean, what is it? A Navi is not allowed to review things. See, he's being placed on the Vitera. Jim was a Kamahada. No. What do you mean? He's coming now with that to give us a new poetic insight into Torah. I mean, what's the poetry over here? You're talking about an Aramurus Murasa. Say so. You're talking about a Ben Ferramur. Say so. What do you mean? A Ben Porich? Shefer Dam? I mean, what are we supposed to figure out that you're talking about a Ben Ferramur? Say what you mean. If that's all you're trying to do, what was wrong with Moshe Rabbeinu's terminology? And the Gemara says, Mechur Moshe Amarebi. I mean, what do you have to say it now in a new way? What's the matter with Moshe Rabbeinu? The Yad Ramah says, it's a little more difficult to accept, but he says the pshat of years to do it the way Moshe Rabbeinu did it. Moshe Rabbeinu did it be'er hetev. So he went over the whole Torah. So you should go over the whole Torah. In other words, why are you taking you have to understand what he means. I mean, obviously it doesn't mean insert into the middle of the discussion of Oves Ochuboiser as a Chazor of Kalatarakula. But he's saying, if your tachlis is to really address Kalatarakula, so have a whole chelik in your castle that we use in Mr. Satayr. Dorish Rebaka bar Chanina, my dechsiv, Elarim Loacham, the Navi also contrasts the next generation. And this Ben Porit now has a child who is a tzaddik. And this tzaddik, Elarim Loachal. What does it mean, Elaharim Loachal? We know we always darshan the harim as horim, the obas. So the Elarim Loachal means Shaloachal Bishut Avotav. Rashi has that girsa. And he learns that it means literally Bishut Avotav. In other words, the person did not require Zechut Avot in order to be able to survive. So he is a tzaddik in the sense that he's completely omed al zechuyos atzmei. He doesn't need zechus aves. Now the idea over here, says Rashi, is that it can't mean that somebody who does these things is a tzaddik, and that if anything else wouldn't matter. And obviously, it can't be that he did other averes, which is a given. He didn't do any averes. So if he didn't do any averes, then why are we listing these things? They must be now midas chasidas. So does this person is a darg of chasidas, and he doesn't require zechus aves. The Gra changes the gears over here to bishvil avesa. Now he apparently is learning that the three cases that the Gemara is going to bring are questions of how he dealt with dinei mominus. So it's not a general sense of chasidas, because it's a very interesting thing that all of them, the way he understands it, are negea dinim on this. So hold on, the next case, El Gilulei Beit Yisrael, Lonasa, Heinav Lonasa, Gilulei Beit Yisrael means, Shelo Halak Bekoma Zekufa. He did not present himself as a grand and elegant rich man with whom you'd want to make a deal, and he didn't have the wherewithal. So this is learning it all in terms of phoniness in dinim on this. Et Eishas Re'ehu Lo Timei, he didn't go down to compete now in his friend's profession, that it would be a Hasagas Gvul, or even if it's not together Hasagas Gvul, but he was Machwan himself, not to hurt somebody else's income. Well, Isha Nidra Lo Kirev, again, can't mean literally, because we always take for granted he's not doing the fairness. So, Isha Nidra Lo Kirev has to mean that there was no Kirva to something that people are disgusted by. That's how the very Yerushalayim l'nida hayata. So shalom nehenem mikupa shal tzedakah. Even though he maybe had a head there to be nene, but a person who's on a madrega of a chassid wouldn't be nene mikupa shal tzedakah. The Meiri puts this together with the Isha Nida and the Pshat is that it's something that is mutter for him at other times. But that is, he has to be mizrachic from at some times. He was just talking about a case in which maybe he had rights to, but he,
so, all right. Rabbi, how does the Bishvil Avosav work again?
According to the Gra?
Yeah.
According to the Gra, Bishvil Avosav is the sense that he doesn't take advantage of his protection.
Right.
His father gets him into a place where he was really not roy to get into.
Right.
Uchziv, so there it says, Tzadiku Chayoyeshka. Such a man is a tzaddik, he deserves to live. So when Rabbi Gamliel would come to this pasuk, he would burst into tears. Joy Rabbi Gamliel, Magiel, Mitra, Azaya, Bochama, Man, David, the Kuhu, the Chayim.
You're telling me that somebody, in order to be included in a pasuk that this man deserves to live, he has to do all of those things. And if he's an adar, get to do one of those things. That's not enough that he should be called a tzaddik. And the chodaminai alone. Amalei Rabbi Akiva, that's how you learn. When you read a list of things, so what do you think it means? All of those things? So when it says, Elamiyaka, Altitamu b'chol eila, and the Torah says, don't be matame in all of these things. It's only answering you in all of these things. But one of these things is mutter. That's the way you're holding. So Altitamachinani b'kuloin, in all of them, yeah, there you can't be matame. But b'chodaminai alone, I'm not answering you to be matame in any one of these things. I mean, obviously, that's not what it means. Each one is an yisr. When it says b'cholayla, it means any of the above. Here too, when it lists these things, it doesn't mean he has to do all of these to be chayor yichya. So now we come to the third case in the Mishnah, or the second case in the Mishnah, of the Ova Avera, in which the same Avera had, but we have the second Shita here in the second case, Rav Yossi. So Rav Yossi says only the first thing. The first thing that became usur, that's what he's chayav. What does that mean? Time is. The Brisa clarifies. Ketzar amar Rav Yossi nidon dezikari shanaha ba'alav. What does Rav Yossi, give me an example, that Rav Yossi says that in a case where there would be two separate isurim on him, that he would only be nidon with the one that came first. Well, let's say that he has a mother-in-law who is an almon. He married a daughter of an almon. And now she goes and he has to marry. So now she becomes an Eshetish. But first she was a Chamoso. In such a case, he's Nidon B'Chamoso. But if she was first an Eshetish, so she was also in anyway. Now she becomes Nasef Chamoso. Now she's Nidon M'Eshetish. So in other words, the issue over here is a question of Eini Sur Chalal Isur. So if we're talking about a case in which there was a chumrah, so that chamoso is more chamur, so then it makes sense, according to the Tanakhama, that he would still be nidon the chamoso, because we don't say ein yisur chalal yisur by yisur chamur. Mashenken, Rav Yossi holds even an yisur chamur, where the yeshiz yisur chenek and chamoso is b'sreifa hafal pike, we will give him only the yisur, only chiyah the chenek. Omele Ravana bar Abba l'rova, I don't understand. You're saying that we will only be done him as Chamoto, because Chamoto came first. But in this case, the Yisra Eshesish will be Chalon him also. Why? Because here, the Yisra Eshesish is Mosif. Because once she becomes an Eshesish, she becomes also on everybody because of Eshesish. So once she's also on everybody, that's a Yisra is already Chalon on him. What do you say? Ein Yisra Chalal Yisra. There's no place for the Yisr to be Tophis, but over here the Yisr is Tophis. Everyone to whom she wasn't a mother-in-law, wasn't Osir, for some other basis previously. So Amr of Abu, Moder Rav Yossi, Yisr Mosif. Rav Yossi himself is Moder on Yisr Mosif. So why are you telling me that according to Rav Yossi, if she first was a Chamoto, we won't be Machayim and Bereshishish? Omar Lay, so Rava told him, and my Tayarekin, Adabri, betray Katvika Tautala, well, you want to kill this guy twice. What are you talking about? The case in the Mishnah, we're talking about which Misa to be done. The question of whether he would be Yisr Chalal Yisr is on the Yehi of Chakas. She was both Chamoso and Eshesish. And now you have to know, if he was over Bishogeg, what korbanos he has to bring. Okay, so if you hold Yisr Chalal Yisr, in this case, the Yisr Mosif, sure, he would be Chayav also on an Eshesish. So you have to bring two chatos. But what is it nogei exactly in our Mishnah that you're asking me? Why don't we say that he would be chayav also for Eishes Ish? For what? The guy they want. You can only kill the man once. So the Mela, it's not relevant. Therefore, Rav Yossi is saying it's only the first one, because in practical terms, it's not only the first one.
The first one that which one comes off Petra, he has two things holding him. The first one comes off Petra, and you still go for the second. Mm-hmm. If someone had two possible things, you're done him on the first one, he comes off putter, you're not going to say that he's putter.
How would you done him on the first one and come off putter and not done him on the second one? Well, the same Misa.
Well, if it was a separate Misa, would it be?
How could it be a separate Misa? We're talking about a woman who is both his mother-in-law and a married woman.
That's what he's saying.
Talking about that case?
Yes, only talking about that case.
So there's different onshim? Wouldn't say there were different onshim for the different
onshim? We're going to give them the Chomer anyway. Say, Kamoso came first.
Right.
And your kasha is, why does he say we only give him the first? We should give him the second too.
Right.
Meaning what? We should give him Chenek also.
Right.
No? So how exactly do you want to do that?
Why can't you kill twice by making him trade for making him steal, taking all his money and then kill him? That's the way
of
killing someone twice, right? According to the
Torah.
We can try it right now.
that was Yaakov's getaway from Eli Fals.
Yeah, that's an easier thing we could try. Mishalaka Vishana. Somebody who is a recidivist. And he keeps coming back and doing the same thing. So he was loka for this Isser investment. Comes back again, he's loka again. When he comes back a third time, we give him the good old oatmeal treatment. And based in Machni Simotola Kippa, and we blow him up there. Machni Matosori, not Shakreso Mitbakat. And so we call it the boarding school treatment. Cool. Says the Gemara. Mishum the lock of a shana beitim kotsim atzol the kippah. I mean, this seems a little bit harsh. The guy, so he did an avera twice, so therefore we finish him off. I mean, what's the chat? Oh, Amr Yirmi, Amr Shimon Latish. Of course, it doesn't mean this. It means b'malkish of krisas askina. The point over here is that normally, if somebody does this occurs, it's not up to Besdin to put the karis into effect, it's bidei shamayim. So that's not up to us. We give him malchus, if he's a, we give malchus. And the gav is a baktolahu, but lomaisim in ashamayim, this man is finito.
But wait a minute, after he gives his malchus, he's no longer a baktolahu.
Well, that's a shayla, but what he does it the third time, again, he's now a baktolahu again. So normally.
So basically, the Beis Din now chooses voluntarily not to whack him?
Yeah, but let's see. The Kruvu Adol Mikrif Ktali. We are not responsible to bring his death a bit closer. So we give him Malchus instead. But even the Gomevatele Napshe, I mean, thing is, he seems to be in favor of his, I mean, he keeps doing this. He wants to wait for the lightning to hit him quicker. So we oblige him. So Makrabin and Leilik Tuleyeluye. So we want to give him a hand. So we bring, obviously, this is really, as Rashi points out, it's Allah from the Sinai. The question is, this whole concept of Akiva, but where is it applied? Where Lamaisa, the man, is being Mavater on his own life. Omele Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yirmiyahu Tachlif Ataz, but look, I want to explain this to you, said Rabbi Yaakov. The Malkir Shel Kores Achat. It doesn't mean because of the Chumra of the Kores, it literally means because of the Vitur. So the guy does the same thing again and again. We understand that what's driving him is not the question of his freedom. Because we have a concept that a person would like to try out an Isser Koris once. And then, no, this is very Nogea. So Nogea Betosis, the main Yerushalayim, this Betosis brings Lagavi the Mishnah, in which you have somebody who is Sherechet, a Min who is Sherechet, in such a way a Min should be puzzled for Shvita. So the shaila is, if somebody is going to do a shvita in such a way that it makes him a min, why, how could it be a kosher shvita? That's such as, let's say, he's shvita on Yom Kippurim. Right? So he's a badavka, he's not going to be Mechal Shabbos, Mechal Yom Kippur. Why won't that make him possible? So it says, no, a person wants to do something, wants to try it out. You don't become now a civil the first time.
Dr. Khaled, that we're putting his children on this?
Well, you know, there's different karates. And anyway, yes, you got to try it out. But, you know, I understand. People risk their lives and their children's lives all the time, right? So if it had, but Elvashil Stein, Elvashil Shalosh Kritot, I mean, the guy wants to try out this is a curse, and that is a curse. I mean, each one is exciting in its own. So over there, Isurei Odekatoinim, he just wants the taste of Isser. But Loma Vata Kulei, it's not that he's really ready to go out and give his life off for it. It's, you know.
He didn't inhale.
That's good.
wouldn't say just the opposite. He has a taiva for that one particular thing. That thing wouldn't, the psychology is the opposite. But he would,
it would be that he had a taiva for it, but it means that he's made a determination that he's ready to give his life up for it. There's no longer anything to think about. Like this, the drive for the taste of this, or we understand it's coming from a different. Of course, that's Kulei Hai. It's not to the same extent.
Also keep in mind, it takes a lot of trouble to get Malkus to begin with. It's very, very difficult to get Malkus.
That's right.
I mean,
well, we'll see what we'll see whether we're talking about over the other day actually about Malkus or not.
Good marketing plan. Make a product.
Well, that's the main marketing plan. New and improved. That's the main idea always in marketing. That's the idea. That's the other element. That's enough. That's Mevater Lemisa. But this is different. So Misha Lakav Vishana. Let's analyze the Mishnah. The guy did Isser Malkus twice. Okay, now he hasn't done it the third time. The third time we're going to be putting him into the kippah. So apparently we hold, therefore, that he's now Muchzik as a Rasha in having been over this Malkus two times. So you're telling me that essentially the chazaka on the person who got Malkus twice is enough for us to determine this guy is a recidivist, there's nothing to do about him. So then Masi Sidol Krup Shimon Ben Gamliel. Apparently we're not following the famous machlokas of Rav Shimon Gamliel and Rebbe Lagabi Akatlonis, a woman who got married and her husband died twice. Can she marry a third, or is it only an issur marrying a fourth? That machlokas is a question of what defines a chazaka. According to Rav Shimon Gamliel, Ha'omar Atzlat Zimni Lahavi Chazaka. Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that you need to be muzik three times. So then the Mishnah should have said, if he got three malkias, then we believe that we've got to get rid of him at the fourth time, if he's still doing it again, because it means we can't stop him. But here our Mishnah says two times is sufficient. Not necessarily, because you're looking at it the wrong way, perhaps. Maybe it's not the Malkus that's the issue, maybe it's the Aveira that's the issue. I mean, you're jumping to the conclusion that the person was over and got Malkus. And now, the way Rashi understands it, it goes, and therefore was defined through the giving him of the Malkus the third time as a Rasha. Now he's Mufsik as a Rasha. The way Tosis is learning it. Now that he got the Malkus three times, it will be over again. It means that we clearly cannot control him with Malkus, and it's Mufsik that we have to search for some other approach. And that would be the Kippah, which avoids some problems that we'll discuss in a moment. The way Tosis is approaching him. So even if Yotaina, that it's Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, maybe it's the Aveira that defines him as the Rasha. The fact that we warned him, and he went ahead, and he goes, and he does it anyway. So the third time, he's defined himself now as a Rasha, even though we didn't give him the Malkus. So what's so bad about that? So by the third time, we'll now go ahead, and Enoch Inami will be putting him into the Kippah. Nice thing. This doesn't seem to be the pshat, because here it says, Avara v'rash yeshba malkut pa'am rishona v'shniya malkinoto shlishit konsinoto l'kipa. So far it sounds very nice, like our Mishnah. Comes along Abba Shaul and says, no, af v'shlishit malkinoto, the third time it also gives him malkus. The fourth time konsinoto l'kipa. So now, I ask you, so how do you understand now Abba Shaul? I mean, obviously Abba Shaul was holding like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. And the Tanatama apparently was not only a Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Awfully big coincidence that we should find the machlokas of here in this specific issue, in a brisa, and you're trying to dray that the Mishnah means really a limit of Shimon ben Gamliel, and here we see that there's a machlokas tanayim about this question. So apparently it's stacking not like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. So my love, the Kulei Alma Malkus Magzikos, apparently everybody holds that the Malkus is the issue over here, not like you're saying that the Aveira is what defines the person's status here as Russia. And the Machlokas is good for the Machlokas, Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel Kamiflagit, which shows you that our Mishnah is going like Rebbe Vishaloka, Rav Shimon Gamliel. Says he might not necessarily. Maybe the Kulei Alma Itul Rav Shimon Gamliel. It could be that both the Tanakam and Abba Shaul in this Brisa agree that three times is a Chazaka, and the Machloket Gufa is in what is defining him as the Russia. So maybe Baruch Kamiflagit.
the Mar Sava Averot Masikot, Umar Sava Malkiot Masikot. So if you hold Malkiot Masikot, so that means until he gets the Malkus the third time, we are not able to define him as a Rasha. And even though now here's where Rashi has a problem. Even though now he is the Russian having done it the third time, so why aren't we Machbisim Lakipa now? Because, exactly. In other words, the point over here is since now, and only now after the Malkus, we're Machbisim him as a Russia, so we don't now give him two separate dinners to give him Malkus plus three Machbisim him in the Kippa. However, on this instance, you don't need this whole thing. The point over here is to see whether now he will be over the next time. It's not the fact that he's a Russia that we put him into a kippah. It's the point that we've broken down in our ability to control his rishis. That's the issue. So how do we know that until he's over the next time? So the purpose of the kippah is to avoid recidivism. But in this particular case, where he only did it the third time, what do we know whether he's going to do it the fourth time? The fourth time, now we see, oh, there's no way that we can stop him from doing it, because obviously Malkus doesn't bother the man. So then we put him into the kippah. So apparently, we do have a machlokas in what is machzik. No, says the Mishnah, says the Gemara, no. Because now, what are you going to do with this brayso? This is shver, no matter how you learn. V'hod etanya, hisrubo v'shatak. Now, what's it that if you give the guy Asra and he doesn't accept Asra, he's quiet? When it says, by the way, Vishatak, it doesn't mean there's no indication. The point of Vishatak is that he doesn't respond, but shows you that he's heard. Otherwise, it wasn't Vishatak. Mm-hmm. And there was nothing. So Vishatak means there's no response, but we know that he heard. If he indicates that he heard, well, I'm not going to respond to you. Shrugs his shoulder. Or he shakes his head. But he's still not Makabal the Hasra. So what's the din over there? We'll certainly not give him Malkus. Nonetheless, it says here, Beferish and Abraisa, Pam Rishonau Shnei Amatrin Bo, we'll still give him the Hasra. We can't be Malke him, and Bishlishi, Kotzimoto Lekipa. Now, this doesn't make sense according to anybody. Because here it's neither, I mean, you can't say the Malkias or Malkzikas, because there's no Malkias. So even the way you want to learn this doesn't make sense, no matter how you learned the Mishnah earlier. And Abba Shaul Omer, Abba Shlishit Matrinbo, we'll give him out for all the third time. B'Reviit Kontzinat Alekipah. V'Hosem Malkus Lekah. There isn't even Malkus here. So what are they arguing in? So we might come here from here. Omer Ravina, we have to reanalyze our approach over here. The truth is, Tainas Ravina, that the Mishnah also we didn't understand properly. And that's the question over here. The question is, of course you need three times Pasach. The question is, do you need a separate Hasra for the Kippah? That's the question. Is Kippah a response? Or is Kippah a way that we try to keep the guy in shape? And we say, okay, you do this again, and we're taking you into the oatmeal. Malkus may not help him, but I mean that should be enough to stop anybody, right? So there ain't nothing on me. And as you can hold like Rav Shimon Gamliel, maybe you need like three hasraot, not Malkus, but we need to see that it'll be over three times after giving him a hasraot for Malkus. And now, even though he wasn't mekabelit, but he heard it and he didn't care. Now he goes ahead and he's over. So if you hold that he needs Hatra for a kippah, so it will have to be Matra the next time around. Okay, this time you do it, you're going into the kippah. Whether you accept Hatra or not, tough. This is what we're going to do to you. So the Tanakama holds over here. What do you need that for? He was over on the Shalosh Hatzros. Then put him into the kippah. We're not giving him Malkus. We will hire him two things anyway. So just put him into the kippah now. What comes along Abba Shol and says, no. You need to have now that he should get a specific asura for the kippah before we put him into the kippah.
Then how do you ever say that the Malkus didn't work on him? Why did you blame him for the kippah?
We don't. There's nothing on him. We've changed our mind. We don't need Malkus anymore. We just need the definition of his willingness to be over.
Does the asura need a quarter pasuk? Because the halacha which we see there is no pasuk.
Sorry?
Does the hasra need a pasuk?
No, it doesn't mean the hasra that has the dinim of hasra. It means he has to be aware. He doesn't have to be a kabbal hasra either. He has to be a kabbal hasra for malchus.
Why shouldn't we do the same thing on the malchus then? I mean, why should we warn him?
Because the Torah said that this is the dinim of malchus. It requires kabbal hasra.
But on the
kibbutz,
we're allowed to kill this guy without accepting it, but we're not allowed.
That's what a kippa is.
Keep them from getting to the kippa.
Right. So the Micah Miflagay, from Ravina Bekipa Tzrichahatra Akka Miflagay. What's the Lashon of Kippa, by the way, anyway? What exactly is the Kippa that we call it a Kippa? Amr of Yuda, it means below Kol Matzo. It's really Kippa. It just fits over his whole body, you know. It's his height, and then he goes in there, there's a little box, and that's where we keep him.
Do they build it? Do they have them set ready?
The Hecha Remiza, and where's the remez for this? Even though it's obvious, I mean, we're not basing it on a remez, because, I mean, it has to be Halakha L'Meshe Misinai, as Rashi says, but where's the remez in the Torah for such a thing? Om Resh Lakish, Timotet Rasha Ra'a. The Ra'a of the Rasha is Mimotet also. So ultimately, there's a place in which he simply is Mitmotet from his Rishas. The Om Resh Lakish, now that we're on the topic of Resh Lakish and death, Ma'ir Tzib, Kegam lo yedaha adam etito, kibagim shene'efazim b'mitzudah ra'ah. What does it mean when it says a man never knows his time, like fish that are caught in a vicious trap? And what's a vicious trap? I mean, there's traps, but there's vicious traps. The regular trap is a net or something, then you can see it coming. But that nice little wiggly worm, I mean, so geschmack. You have your meal ready, you go bite on the meal, and that's terrific. It's a fish hook. Ahoreg nefesh shelo be'edim machlisim oto lekipa u'machilin oto lechem tzar u'mayim lakatz. So now, here, first of all, this seems to be a different kippa because we're not giving him the oatmeal treatment anymore. This seems more like prison rations, and that's
a more grueling death.
No, the other one. So, but it also we've introduced a new idea over here. Somebody who got off on a technicality, so in other words, he was chayav misa, except that somehow we couldn't. Now, it's got to be that we know 100% that he was chayav misa. In other words, I mean, we're going to jump to conclusions and kill the guy. I mean, but he got off on a technicality, which we're going to discuss in the Gemara what that includes. So there too, machlisim oto lekipa. Mino yadina? Says, well, what do you mean he killed? How do we know he killed? Amar Rav be'edut miyuchedet. It's talking about that he killed with Aden, perfectly valid Aden, but legabe dine nefarshis, we don't accept them. So one of the halachas by Aden is that you have one witness in one window, one witness in another window, and they don't know about each other. So it's called Aden miyuchedet. They're individual, even though they both saw the Maisa, that we don't accept their testimony. Now, an equivalent testimony in dine mominis would be perfectly acceptable. So that means that there's nothing inherently wrong with this aid. This is a technicality. So on a technicality, we'll put the guy into a keeper.
So the only nothing
to
the aid is that you accept
him
that you don't is how you're
going to
kill him.
Apparently, huh?
No,
we
mean aid is that you don't accept him.
No, the technicality.
The only difference
between aid is that you accept him that you don't.
Right.
Is how you're going to kill them.
What happens if it's Tzilat Eidah? I mean, I thought they were trying not to kill people. And if you have Eidah's Miuchedet, okay, so we're not going to kill the guy. I mean,
looking for a way out.
We're looking for a way out in terms of his din, but once the din would be clear, we're not. In other words, the question is, say, where this would be, again, this is actually a machlokas. What about in a case where the guy is guilty based on circumstantial evidence? Mm-hmm. Would that be sufficient? Like the case where Oani Oata.
To be machzis him
in the keeper. Yeah, would be machzis him in the keeper there. How about in a case where a guy is moda? For momentus, it'll help that he's moda. So the guy comes along and he says, I'm moda that I murdered. Will we put him in the keeper?
But wait a minute, I thought you were not allowed to convict.
Well, we're not convicting. I'm saying that's the question. Apparently, when the Gemara is saying, you know, yadina, it means that it has to literally be a technicality. As a matter of fact, some bring a raya from here that the dinim. Let's take a look. I mean, we have edus miyuchedes. It means edus miyuchedes is kosher. Miikra din for dinim momentus at least. Otherwise, not a technicality. So that's a problem in edus.
Or Shmuel Omer, Shalo b'hatra'a. The guy doesn't accept the hatra'a. So what do we say? So we're helpless. Rav Chisda Omer Avimi, Kigondi iskafesh b'bedikas, v'lo iskafesh b'chakiras. Now that's amazing, because that means, and here the Beis Halevi actually brings a raya, and you see from here, that the din, that we, all along, everybody was saying, we said, the Rabbana. That, okay, in terms of dinner moments, we're not going to be mocked on the level of Akasha in these, that it's not a Rabbana, that it's a Diraisa. Like the case of Maisa Barak Ben Zakai Buk Tetainya. So in other words, if it's not Nogeya, the information that is relevant to the case directly, then that's a technicality. So Asvi Tzilo Heida, we may take him off of the Chiyuvei Bezdin, but in terms of the protection of society and our response to acts of murder or recidivism, we have a different element of din that we apply. On this we know. So this comes now under the broader impact of Bezdin. We know there's two levels of Bezdin's response. One is Bezdin's response to define the nature of morality. Okay, to define the nature of morality, we don't need actual examples. We only need to have the din. If we can get a guy off on a technicality, that's also fine. As long as it's clear that for being metame yeshet reheu, you're chayav misa. Except, okay, you got off, you didn't have the right idiom, but that defines what we view about the nature of such a thing. But here we have a different issue. We have a question of the protection of society that the Torah is also interested in. That allows us to do horat sha'ah, to kill a lot of people at one time, to be mechayev yemisa for things you're not mechayev yemisa for. So then, you know what I mean? We're certainly not helpless as a bezdin, but it's an entirely different purpose. And it doesn't come under the representation of din in the world, which is a very important thing. So the Yitzilo Ha'eda is that din is not absolute in terms of its application. But then in terms of mishpat of Bezdin in the world, it's a totally different idea.
So wait a minute. So basically what we have is that the Bezdin has the power to kill without being responsible for
that's
death.
That's correct. That's absolutely
so that's the whole machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Gamliel.
No, it's not. It's there it's a question of what represents din in the world. That's a different idea. Everybody is moda that you can go and kill as many people as you want on one day for indecent exposure. And like the case we had in the public park.
Right.
You do what you want. Whatever society requires, you can do. But not as din. But rather as the social contract. It's a completely different issue. So for the social contract, now we had a raya also from Yochoram Korechusho, from Ezra. We have a right as a social contract to determine you don't own any money anymore. We just took it all from you.
Wow.
Right. Showing you more examples. There's all kinds of things that we can do. But that's Mikreach the Kahal. Not because of the din of Bezdin.
Fine.
Keep us in worse than it might be.
And this
so what? But it's indirect. It's not that we're applying it. Basically, we're putting you into prison, but we don't expect us to support you. We're protecting society. The dollars you get. That's a question we discussed before. That's Nogea. He's asking whether extrajudicial procedures are applicable at a time that Bezdin is not able to be made. That was a big discussion that we had earlier, Legabe. That was the Kuvat HaRosh, where the guy refused to accept the din of Tzuras HaPesach for an Erev. So the Rosh sent a message and said, knock the guy off.
Kill him.
Yeah. Just, make sure that he's walking alone one day, and wrap him in a plastic bag and throw him to the bottom of the East River. Because he refused to accept the din of Tzuras HaPesach. Yeah. That's all we need. Are people going to start complaining that Erev isn't kosher?
Not hold on.
I think you'd have to kill half the Upper West Side.
One or two.
Yeah, you only have to make an example. All right. Okay, but this is a big machlokas that we suddenly had riots for the Gemara, actually.
that seemed to imply that Beis Din cannot use any of these, or the Kohal, any of the Din that involve Misa, if they can't use their powers of being Mamis and Din either. And we feed him prison rations. Now, Maishna Haka, why in this Mishnah does it say, why is it that there seem to be two different kippot? No. These two kippot are the same kippot, except that one is being megala on the other one. How we get this guy oft. So both cases, we start off with prison rations. Now that shrinks his stomach. Then we give him the oatmeal treatment, and the oatmeal expands in his stomach, and he doesn't have any expansion left. So then, then his stomach bursts. But if we didn't first train him down, this guy's a fat slob, he'll eat as much oatmeal as you want to give him, nothing's going to happen to him. So we have to put his stomach into a matzah to look at the fullness of the oatmeal.
The order of these two Mishnayot, so should have had this one first. One
is Megala and the other one.
Even though it's backwards.
Speaking of food and Mishnah, would the
Beis
Din be able to eat that evening after
they
sentenced someone to
Kippah? Sure, they don't
sentence
someone to
a Kippah. Like they would be able to eat, unlikely.
It's not really a sentence. All right, that says we'll allow you to practice your next lecture here at the Mishnah overnight. Put it ready in the morning. Tomorrow, 8:30 again. No, you did stop setting your clock with me. That was the problem. You came a little bit late.
Is it 9:30 already, or I missed the lighting image?
Now we've been at it for 46 minutes and 28 seconds, and it is now 9:16.